Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Every Nation, come on. Make some noise all over the place. Come on. The goodness of God is overflowing through our life. And I'm telling you, we've got a lot to thank God for. Come on, guys. Come on. On that couch, in that subway, wherever you're watching me right now, give God some praise. He's been Ebenezer, the Lord that has led us this far. Many people lost their lives. We are still alive right here. We've got breath in our lungs. We've got food on the table. We've got a roof over our head. We got a lot to thank God. Come on, somebody. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Come on. I'm so pumped to be in front of you guys and speaking this word. And I want to give, I want to give thanks and glory and honor to God for giving me this opportunity. I want to thank Pastor Ron, my mentor, senior pastor, bishop of the Every Nation New York churches and the rest of the churches around the world, and the pastoral team of Every Nation New York City for having me to share this word. And I want to tell you something. It's been little over a year since my family and I moved from India. As you see, I am Indian. I got brown skin. Well, I love the Lord, but let me tell you, some things that help me to love the Lord a little more is all the curry that we eat at home. It's called the curry anointing. All right, guys, so I'm excited to be here. But let me tell you, a little over 2.5 years ago, God began to speak to us. I mean, I was leading a youth movement right there in India, reaching urban city youth. And in the last 15 years, the Lord has been able to help us to impact over 2.5 million young people in 180 cities around the world. And when those things happen, when people are getting saved right in front of your eyes, young people are giving their lives to the Lord in high schools, in universities, you're thanking God and you feel like, my goodness, God, thank you so much for all that you're doing. And in the middle of all that praise, in the middle of all that God is doing, God tells my family and I to really relocate from where we are in New Delhi, in New York, in India, to move to New York City, which is the modern day Rome. And I remember hearing the Lord speak to us and making that faith step of moving your family to a city that is more expensive, but in hope of the dream, just like Abraham. He didn't give me all the specifics. He said, get ready to reach 500 cities, reach 25 million young people out of New York City. And we just made that faith step to come into the city. And I'm telling you, we're grateful. I remember one of my mentors, Dr. Mac Peer, telling me, Bonnie, you know, anything and everything you want to do in New York City, you got to add a zero to it because it's expensive. If it's $100,000 in Dallas, it's going to cost $1 million in New York City. But let me tell you, all I had was zero and a lot of favor. A lot of favor and zero in my bank account to kickstart and believe God for what God is about to do. And I'm telling you, we've seen favor upon favor upon favor happening in our life in the last 1 year of being in New York City. They say that the greatest way to amplify a message is through media. And, you know, if you want to launch a campaign, you want to launch an idea in New York City, you got to hire a PR team. You got to hire a team. I mean, I didn't have any of that stuff. All I did was step out in faith, and I knew the favor of God is going to follow me. And one of those stories is something that happened a year and a half back when I was sitting on a plane. It's going to get interesting for all the single people listening to me, right? You know, I was sitting on a plane right from here in New York, getting on a Southwest plane early morning from New York to Dallas. And as usual, I found it because of the free seating. I got a nice exit row seat. I just wanted to, it was an early morning flight. I just wanted to stretch my legs and I just wanted to go to sleep. But suddenly I found a young man sitting on my left. And he's sitting by the window side. And then I find another beautiful girl just come around and walk and sit right next to me. So I'm sandwiched in between this young man and this beautiful young girl on the other side. And I'm like, okay, this is when my evangelist side got excited. I'm like, just like any practice. I was, you know, last week I was on a 5-day trip to India. And I'm telling you, all the way from that plane to that Uber, several people got saved. Several people heard the gospel. So, I mean, as is usual, I wanted to just reach out to this young man and, you know, start a conversation with this girl and start a conversation. Guess what happened? You know, the flight took off and the lights went off and our life went on and we became the loudest bunch on that plane. We were talking about everything from life to finances, to career, to family, to everything in between. And I got to share my faith with them. And I remember before the flight, you know, landed, I held their hands and prayed with them. Just like usual, prayed a blessing on them. And 2 weeks later, I get a message. I get a message. And these two guys have started, you know, dating. Come on. Dating. All right. And a little over close to a year later, the next thing happens is that I get a call. I mean, that's probably a month after I landed in New York City. And I'm at a Costco trying to get some stuff to get my house started. And I get a call from this friend of mine, Michael. He said, "Bunny, I want you to pray for me because, you know, I'm going to ask her out to marry me today." So guess what happened? The evening, I got a group call and from both of them. They said, "Yes, you know," she said, "yes," and boom, boom, boom. Now they're engaged. And a few months later, I got a call. They're like, "Bunny, can you come and do the wedding for us? Come on, guys." This is like a full circle going on. And to cut the whole story short, in November, I believe it's October, November, we got to go down to Austin, Texas and solemnize his wedding in the middle of this pandemic, 250 guests. I mean, I was solemnizing the wedding with this man of God who was, you know, the front man for this band called PCD, Phillips Craig and Dean. I listened to them while growing up. I'm pinching myself, the favor of God. And guess what happened? This news of what happened on that plane goes all over the place. Insider Magazine, CNBC, ABC, Southwest makes it the top four stories in 50 years of flying. I mean, they've had so many young people sit on planes and get married and get engaged, but none of the story was of an Indian pastor in between that prayed for them and finally got them married. I mean, this is what the favor of God does to you. And for all the rest of the things. I mean, there's so many people sitting on planes and getting engaged. I mean, find conversation. But God put me in the middle of that conversation. And God's plan was to launch me into this city, into this nation. And guess what happened? In the last 1 year, this and other projects put together. You talk about every mainstream channel, every Christian entity, Christianity Today, Charisma Magazine, CBN. You talk about CNBC, ABC, CBS. I mean, you're talking about everything possible in between. We've had sighting, or there's been a mention, or there's been a launch. This is what happens when the favor of God is on your life. And that's exactly why I want to speak to you guys this morning. The theme that this church is on is called the rising theme. And I want to say, favor is rising in every nation, New York City. Come on, somebody. Put that on that chat, guys. Come on. Come on, Kenny. Favor is rising in New York City. This is a prophetic word. And I want you guys to put on your seatbelt. Have a little notepad right next to you because I'm going to drop in some thoughts. If you receive it, I'm telling you, something is about to shift. Something is about to accelerate. Something is about to align. And your life will never be the same. Let's go. Favor. What is favor? Favor is God's demonstrated delight on a person. Favor is God's demonstrated delight on a person. So it's like God's delight is on somebody, right? 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 26, it says, "Now the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with people." Wow. Samuel now grows in stature, and listen to this word, in favor with the Lord and with people. Right? The favor of God is God's demonstrated delight on a person. The next one is favor is also a tangible evidence of God's approval on your life. Come on, people are looking like, who is this guy? Where did this guy come from? Did he say he came from India? I mean, what is he doing? How is he getting all these breakthroughs? How is he getting all these expressions going on? How is he seeing all these things going on happening? The favor of God. People are like, my goodness, God's hand must be on this guy. Amen. And that's what I'm praying. I'm telling you, it's not just for me. Everything I'm sharing today is for you. It is for you to take it. All you need to do is say, "Yes, Lord, I receive it." So favor of God is God's tangible evidence of God's approval. Genesis chapter 29 and verse 21, right in the middle of the prison for Joseph, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. Come on. Favor is not going anywhere else. I'm telling you, even while you're in prison, the favor of God is following you. Come on. Favor is about unfair advantage. I'm going to get into that. Favor is not going to be fair, guys. Come on. Favor is never fair. Favor is unfair advantage. Favor is going to give you supernatural increase. Promotion. The Bible says promotion doesn't come from the east or the west. It comes from God. Come on. It's going to restore you. It is going to give you prominence in a city like New York. If the favor of God is on you, I'm telling you, God is going to make you prominent. He's going to have you preferential treatment. You walk into a place, you're like wondering. They're always pointing on you. It's like you're in a theater and suddenly the light shining on you. That's what the favor does. Gives you prominence, preferential treatment. In the story of Esther, laws changed, petitions granted, battles won which you didn't fight for. That is what the favor of God does. Come on, somebody. Receive it and say, God, I need some favor. I need divine favor in my life to take me to from where I am to the next level. Are you guys ready? Come on. If you're ready, let's go. Here we go. Some of the other things about favor. Number one, favor is greater than labor. Let that sink in. Favor is greater than labor. You know, when you're hanging out with power brokers, they're going to make statements like this. I'm going to make you sit on tables that you will never sit in your lifetime. What they're trying to pitch to you is that I've got so much influence that I'm going to make you sit on tables that you will never sit, and that's kind of how we're going to do deals. But let me tell you, you don't need a power broker. All you need is favor. One day of favor is better than a lifetime of labor. All right? Psalms chapter 27, verse 2, it says, it is vain for you to rise early, to retire late, to eat the bread of anxious labors, for he gives to his beloved even in his sleep. Come on, let that sink in. Even while you are sleeping, God is working for you. Whew! Let that sink in. Let me tell you, you know, when I got in here, my family, and lo and behold, by the time we got started, that was the pandemic. And here we are, extrovert like me, locked up in a New York apartment. So many plans, quarterly goals, you know, half-yearly goals, people to meet. And I am right here locked up in a New York apartment. I'm wondering, God, what are you trying to do with us? And I remember crying. I'm telling you, 2020, as I told somebody else the other day, was a year that I cried the most in my life. But it's crying before the Lord. And, you know, going on those ferry rides and prophesying and praying over the city. And the Lord said, I want you to do a song called the New York Blessing. And to fast track the whole story, this song is about, you know, getting churches together. It's about influence. It's about bringing people on the same platform. And I'm looking at myself and saying, God, I'm a new guy. I'm a brown guy. I don't know people. What am I going to do? How am I going to do it? And the Lord told me, the favor of God is going to make things work for you. And let me just tell you something. One song. Launched me to New York City. One of my friends, one of the great leaders in city said, Bonnie, you're my brother. I would have introduced you to a few people, but there's no way that in less than 6 months, I would have introduced you to 100 churches in New York City. One day of favor is better than a lifetime of labor. That's what I'm saying. Favor is greater than labor. No matter how much you see people working, I'm telling you, You gotta understand the fact that favor is greater than labor. Next one is favor is connected to an assignment. You might be wondering, God, why am I having all this favor? It's not for you to name drop in conversation, tell them about how many people that you know and what all things that you've done. Favor is always connected to an assignment. And you are in between God and the assignment. And God says, I have decided to choose you. You know, if you read the word, the scripture says, the eyes of the Lord are looking to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking for someone through whom I can prove myself faithful. So as you listen to me today, let your prayer be saying, God, let your eyes stop on me. Let the favor of God stop on me so that you can do a great assignment through my life. Every time I've seen favor happening, I'm telling you, I just know that this so much favor has been given on my life because there is a greater assignment that is in my life. And if you look at the life of Esther, if you look at the life of Mary, the scripture says, the angel of the Lord says, you are favored of the Lord. Why? Because her assignment was not just to brag to her old friends saying that, oh my goodness, I just hung out with some angels. No. The assignment on her was to bring about the Messiah to fulfill the mandate that God has for us. So I want to tell you something. When you see favor happening in your life, I want you to know that that favor is connected to a glorious assignment. And you are in between God and that assignment. And God has decided to choose you. Favor will distinguish you. It's like the spotlight is on you. Wherever you go, you will see the favor of God operate in your life, that you will see prominence, you will see greatness, you will see fast tracking happening because favor of God will distinguish you. The next one, I love it. Favor is going to give us sweatless victories. Favor is going to give us sweatless victories. I mean, I want to just backtrack and camp a little bit on this thought right here. You know, when God created Adam and Eve, and you know the story, they sinned, and guess what happened? Because of their sin, there was a curse on their life. And what was that curse? That you're going to sweat. He told Adam, you're going to sweat, and you're going to toil and sweat in the ground for you to make a living. And that was a curse. And lo and behold, we know the whole story of the Bible. Pastor Ron reminds me all the time, the story of the Bible is about four themes: creation, fall, redemption, and restoration. And you know the story about the Bible, that Jesus came, and he took our sin on the cross, and on that day when he died on that cross, he took every curse on that cross, and he said, boom, it is finished, finito, finished. Every curse was broken. So I'm telling you, as a new man, I've been restored to where Adam was because of what Jesus did on the cross. Now I'm living that fullness of life that God had already destined for me. And that was never about sweating and toiling. And, you know, it's not about working hard. It's about stressing out. I'm telling you, whoo, I am too blessed to be stressed. I am too blessed to be stressed. And I want to tell you something. Because of this, God is going to give you sweatless victories. You don't have to sweat for it. I'm telling you, what people would take 10 years, what people would take 8 hours, you're going to get it done in 2 hours, and then you're going to go home and spend time with your family, or you're going to go home and do some ministry and build the kingdom of God. Come on. Favor is going to give you sweatless victories. Let me tell you, favor is the only way to the top. Favor is the only way to the top, because let me tell you, no matter how much you work, you know how politics, how corporate politics are there, wherever you guys are working in New York City, I believe it's the same in India, it's the same in New York City. Wherever fallen people are, there's going to be people working, trying to climb on top of you to get to the place. But let me tell you, favor is the only way to the top. Look at the story of Esther. Look at the story of David. All these macho guys, brothers, boom, 1, 2, 3, 4, the Samuel comes around and says, not this one, not this one. You know, the guys who are the perfect guy. You know, many times you feel like, God, I don't have that. You don't need that talent. Because if you're talented, then everything is going to rest on that talent. It's not about your gifting. It's not about your talent. Praise God if you have it. But let me tell you, he is going to use you no matter what you have, because his favor is on you. And because his favor is on you, it is the way to the top. And the last one I want to say, favor ain't fair. Favor is never fair. Let me just drop this thought here. Jesus, God, loves everybody the same. His love is the same for everybody. But let me tell you something. His favor is not the same for everybody. He chooses. I mean, I'm telling you, he's a just God. But on top of being a just God is his sovereignty, which it says, I choose to bless who I want to bless. I choose to give favor to who I want to give favor to. And because of that, favor is never fair. And I'm telling you, that's why we want to ask God and say, God, come on. Just like God did for David, God did for Esther, God did for Abraham, God did for Isaac. I'm part of the same lineage, and I now have access to favor. Amen. I want to just talk about the fact that, hey, as much as I've been talking about favor, There's another piece of favor. You got to say that now that the favor of God is on you, you got to learn to steward it. Okay? And Dr. Tony Evans says this: stewardship is about managing, protecting, and multiplying what God has given you. Stewardship is about managing, multiplying, and protecting what God has given in your hands. So God has given now favor into your hands. And now you need to figure out, how can I steward this favor? So many times in my life, because of the favor of God in my life, you know, somebody says half the job is done when you get on the table, right? And favor will get you onto tables that you cannot even dream of. But now once you're on the table, what are you going to do? How are you going to take it forward? Do you have the character for it? Do you have the maturity for it? Do you know how to steward that favor? If you do not know how to steward it, the ball is going to drop right there. One of my mentors, Dr. A.R. Bernard, says, he who controls the language controls the conversations. You know, when you have, and when you're sitting on those tables because favor has brought you to the table, the language you speak matters. And I'm telling you, the scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I want to talk about, you know, stewarding favor right here. When you look at the life of Joseph, Joseph got into trouble because of favor. His dad, you know, this little kid, he got a technicolored coat that got him into trouble. But let me tell you something, the favor of God was part and parcel of his life right from that time he got the dream, and then from there to the pit, and then to, you know, Potiphar's house, he became the top. That's what I said, favor is the way to the top. Here is Joseph right on top, even in Potiphar's house. Now you put him in the prison, he's right there on top in the prison. And then from the prison straight away to the palace. And there was a process. And I want to tell you something. Everybody, we're part of this fast food generation. We want it now. We want it today. We want it yesterday. But let me tell you something. There is no promise without the process. And why God is taking you through that process, just like in the life of Joseph, the favor was with him all throughout his life. But let me tell you, the favor was with him because God was maturing him. God was working on his character. So here's my statement, if you want to write this down. The blessing of God empowers. The favor of God is going to give you the opportunities. Obedience is going to unlock it. But it is going to be character and maturity that is going to sustain you. The blessing of God empowers you. The favor of God brings you those opportunities. It's going to be obedience and faith that's going to unlock it, but it's going to be character and maturity that's going to make you stay there. So not just having favor, but you need to have the maturity and the character to handle the favor. And you might be wondering, hey guys, I mean, Bonnie, you got crazy favor. You're telling me about stories of favor. Now, what about me? How can I have favor? Is that the question you guys are asking? But what about me, God? What about me? Can I have the same kind of favor that you guys are having? The folks on the camera, my friends sitting right here. You know, you're wondering, God, you know, the word testimony means, Lord, do it again. As I testify, everybody watching me right now is saying, God, if you can do it for Bonnie, you can do it for me. And here are some of the formulas to access favor. Are you guys ready? Yeah. Number one, favor comes from God.
Come on.
Favor comes from God. And let me just drop that. It's really, I love the theme here at Every Nation: knowing God, growing together, discover purpose, and making a difference. So favor comes from God. And let me just drop this scripture. Psalms chapter 5 and verse 12. Psalms chapter 5 and verse 12. It says, surely the Lord blesses the righteous, and he surrounds them with favor like a shield. And the word is, the Lord blesses the righteous. You and I, our righteousness is like filthy rags, the Bible says. But because of what Jesus did on the cross, our righteousness has been exchanged to his righteousness. And because of his righteousness, now we have access to the favor of God.
Come on.
And there are two types of righteousness. Righteousness means right standing with God. Yeah. Without Jesus, you can't stand before him. And the number one righteousness is positional righteousness. Me and my son, because he's my dad, I have access to righteousness. The second level of righteousness is relational righteousness. God is saying, come on, guys, I want you to walk, step it up in your level of intimacy. Step it up in your level of walking with God, so that when you're walking in intimacy with God, boom, you're going to walk in the fullness of the righteousness. And let me tell you, the scripture says, the Lord blesses the righteous and he surrounds them with favor like a shield. And because you're righteous, you have now access to divine favor. Favor comes from God. Next thing is, guys, you got to expect it. I wake up in the morning, I'm like, God, I'm expecting divine favor, supernatural provision, divine appointments. You expect it every single day. You call forth it. You expect it when you wake up in the morning. When people ask me, how you doing? I'm like, blessed and highly favored. Oh, come on, man. No, I'm serious. I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Why? Because you're expecting it every single day that you wake up and you say that, yes, Lord, I want it. Number three, you got to pray about it. God, I want more favor. Look at the life of Jabez. Jabez was called Mr. Pain, but he said, no, I'm not happy with status quo. I'm going to push some boundaries. I'm going to make a prayer, an audacious, audacious prayer, saying, God, I am not done with what I'm enjoying and what I'm seeing in front of me. I want to see the Lord bless me that you would enlarge the boundaries of my territory. And guess what the scripture says? God did exactly what he asked for. Moses, the prayer of Moses, Exodus chapter 33 and verse 13, one of my life verses, it says, Moses, the man who saw God face to face, he's making a prayer. God, show me your ways, O Lord, that I may walk in the favor of God. Come on, guys, you got to ask for favor. You got to ask for favor. We're running out of time. But let me tell you something. If you want to see more favor hanging on your life, I'm telling you, you got to hang out with people of favor. You got to hang out with people of favor. Let me tell you, you're the sum total of the five people that you hang out with. So you watch the people that you're going to hang out with. If you're going to hang out with people of favor, oh my God, it's going to rock onto you. Come on. The favor of God is going to rock onto you. Amos chapter 3 and verse 3 talks about, you know, Amos walking with God together. Amen. So I just want to say that. I want to end off by saying that tonight, as you listen to this word, the key word here is favor. Right now, I'm standing on this property, which is the result of the favor of God. 19 years of God's favor upon every nation, New York City. The Lord has done amazing things through this church in a short time that were taking many more years for other people. I'm standing in this building right now. It's fully paid off, the favor of God. So your money that you're investing into this church is not paying off mortgages, a fully paid off building, so that the money can be used for missions, it can be used to help people in New York City, in America, and the rest of the world, in India, and Pakistan, and many more. So I'm just saying, guys, friends, you need to ask God for favor, because favor is rising in every nation, New York City. The word of the Lord, just like Psalm chapter 5, the Lord is blessing the righteous, and he's going to surround you with favor like a shield. And for many people who listen to me right now, you're like worried about some of the sins that you've committed in your life. And you're so stuck on the sins that you've done even last night. But let me tell you, the scripture says in Psalms chapter 30, his anger is for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime.
Come on.
Sing that in. Let that sink in. His anger is for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. And as I end this, I want to just say that favor is a synonym of grace, the unmerited favor of God. And the scripture says in Luke chapter 2 and verse 52, Jesus had favor with God and with man. Our model, Jesus Christ, walked in favor, and he was able to do more things in a 3.5 years of ministry than many, many years put together for many other people. So I'm praying this message over you, this word over you, that you are stepping into divine favor. You're moving into a season of divine favor. The grace of God is going to unfold in your life. And I'm telling you, you're going to see things happening in your life that you have never seen before, because the favor of God is kicking in your life right as we speak. And I want to just pray that over you right now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for all those people listen to me and you've heard about the story of God's goodness, of God's divine favor, as the word is rising up right here in every nation, New York, favor is rising. And I pray and speak and I prophesy that over every person that is watching right now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, that favor would increase in their life, in their workplaces, in their ministries, wherever they are, they would see favor of God operate in their life like never before. And for all the people who feel like they're lost in sin, Jesus loves you. And the scripture says again, his anger is for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. I pray, God, Father, that you're restoring people back to where you are because of your divine favor. Favor is rising right here in New York City, in this church, in your life. I pray that out in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Come on. Amen. Now, if somebody's calling you and say, how you doing? You're going to say, come on. I am blessed and highly favored. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.